Unit 2, DNA.
Lesson 16, Unit Review.
1. Building your vocabulary. A. Complete the sentences with the proper forms of the given words. B. Complete the sentences with proper words using the first letters given as your guide.
C. Choose proper phrases to complete the sentences. Neither nor. Except for. What if? Not only, but also. At the same time. D. Complete the passage with proper words or phrases.
2. Grammar in use. Fill in the blanks with proper words.
3. Speaking the language. Complete the following dialogue.
4. Putting it all together. A. Fill in each blank with a proper word. Dolly the sheep was the first cloned animal in the world. She was born in 1996 and died from lung disease in 2003.
B. Play Stop Go. Start the game with 10 volunteers from the class. When the teacher says go, the volunteers walk quickly throughout the classroom, looking down at the floor. When the teacher says stop, the 10 students stop, look up, and pair up with the students sitting closest to them. First, the partners in each new pair shake hands and greet each other. Then, they tell each other something they can or can't do, using the ability and inability expressions on this page. When the teacher says go again, the 10 volunteers sit down in their partners' seats. The 10 new students start to walk quickly throughout the classroom, looking down at the floor until the teacher says stop again.
C. Written work. If you want to study in a school in England, you have to send your own self-introduction to that school. Use what you have learned in the unit and write a paragraph about your abilities.
Do you know? Ability and inability. He can ride a bike. He's able to pass the math exam. Brian is good at football. Scientists can take DNA from one kind of animal and put it into another kind of animal. They can't combine their DNA. How far can you jump? Can I take a plane to the bakery? Coordinating conjunctions. Bacteria are neither plants nor animals. From your DNA, scientists can identify not only you, but also people related to you. What would you name your new animal or plant? She didn't ask for both a size and a feeling. Now, I need either a size or a feeling.